WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Before we talk about Florida's mail-in revote, a couple of other political notes. One, we will air Governor-to-be David Patterson's first news conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon on AM 820 WNYC. Also, you might want to know that WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and I are extending our weekly podcast, Digesting Politics, which was supposed to end on Super Tuesday. You can guess why we're extending it, and we'll keep going until the Democrats have a nominee. You can sign up for that free weekly podcast at WNYC.org. And our online video picks for this week are up on our website, and they include 3 a.m. red telephone ads through history, as well as Hillary Clinton's. You can see Walter Mondale's from 1984 and Lyndon Johnson's from 1964. See our online video picks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. Well, here they go again. The state of Florida with the new national pastime, disenfranchising Florida Democrats. This time it was the National Democratic Party itself. As you probably know by now, punishing Florida for moving its primary too early, they've unseated all the Florida delegates to the national convention. But they probably never guessed that it would actually matter. Primary seasons are rarely this close. They had a primary that Clinton won, but in which no candidate campaigned to abide by party rules. Yet 1.7 million people showed up anyway. But now the haggling seems about to end on what to do about Florida that's fair to all sides. Fair to Clinton, who won the first time and prefers primaries. Fair to Obama, who does better in caucuses. Fair to the Democratic voters who were disenfranchised. And, for that matter, to the Republican voters who don't want to pay for a do-over. So it looks like they're going to mail it in. Let's look at what Florida is coming up with and the pros and cons for fairness and democracy. Mark Halperin is back with us. He is Time Magazine senior political writer. Mark, welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, always happy to be here. I was not homeschooled, by the way.
Well, you came out okay. What a mess, huh?
Well, it's a huge mess, and I don't think it's as solvable as a lot of people think. This is, to use a metaphor that doesn't quite work, splitting this baby is going to be impossible, I think, because you've got to come up with a plan that is fair and just and satisfies the desire to let the people of Florida and Michigan have their voices heard, but also, Howard Dean, the chairman of the National Party, has said, passes muster with both the Obama and Clinton campaigns. And I just don't think in the time allotted, given that we're talking about the Democratic Party here, that such a thing is going to be possible.
There's a mail-in plan that I gather is going to be released today or tomorrow, but a lot of the details have already leaked out. Tell us what you know.
Well, they'd like to have a mail-in plan because it's cheaper than a normal primary. It would be funded by the national party and the state party working together to raise the money. It would still cost $10 million, but it would require approval by the state legislature. As I said, it would require a sign-in. It would be later this year. It would have to be relatively late in the process because it would take time to get this organized and to send ballots to Floridians living overseas. And then it would be basically a private party event, in other words, run by the Democratic Party of Florida, but the state would have to certify the signatures, because, of course, vote by mail involves making sure that every vote is legitimate. Some of the details have yet to be worked out, and what critics are already saying, including some members of Congress from Florida, is this is simply too complicated and too risky, that there will be lawsuits claiming it isn't fair, and that the execution could be a disaster.
One thing that I would be concerned about is just sheer fraud and people getting mixed up with the postal system. I mean, it's one thing to go to a polling place and drop a paper ballot in a box. It's another thing to put it in the mail where you can't really control the chain of custody.
That's right. And that's why this party is saying, well, we'll have the state verify the signatures. But, you know, Oregon does vote by mail for their elections, and it's worked out pretty well. But it is a state that has really worked hard on it over many years to make sure that they do limit the possibilities of fraud. And again, this would be almost all by mail. They're talking about having maybe a few polling places around the state for people who for whatever reason can't do the vote by mail. But the fraud is just one of many variables here that, again, are going to raise a lot of questions. And as your tart introduction suggested, Florida is the last state in the world, with the possible exception of Ohio at this point, that wants to be messing around with a risky election.
We can take a few phone calls on this. We just have a few minutes, but any Floridians listening or anyone with an opinion, 212-433-WNYC, or with a question about the Florida plan in particular. Michigan will be a whole other discussion, but Florida is actually about to release a plan here. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Mark Halperin from Time. So who gets the final say? I mean, we're hearing some of the pros and cons. Who actually determines whether this happens as proposed?
Well, the two campaigns are playing a role. Yesterday, both staked out positions much more specifically than they have in the past, not as bystanders. Senator Clinton really wants there to be a Florida election because she thinks she can do well there, and she needs every large pool opportunity of delegates she can get to try to make up the gap between her and Senator Obama on elected delegates. The first thing that has to happen is the Florida Party has to submit to the Democratic National Committee a plan. If they do that and the Democratic National Party approves of the plan, then it will require the Florida legislature to act as well. If those three entities get their acts together, it's still the case, and this is where my skepticism comes in, that something will happen. It's still the case that Howard Dean has suggested, at least, that he thinks the two parties should have to buy into this as well. So if all five of those entities eventually move and say, yes, we're going to do this, and it has to happen pretty quickly to get things moving, then it will happen. But
by the two parties, you mean Clinton and Obama.
Yes, I'm sorry, the two campaigns.
And do you think Obama will block it because, for the reasons you described, it's not in his campaign's interest?
I think you saw yesterday with Senator Obama and his campaign speaking out and raising questions about a mail-in proposal before they'd seen the details, suggest that they don't want to be blamed for having the people of Florida disenfranchised in this way. But they certainly don't want to let the delegates as elected, where Senator Clinton won an overwhelming victory in a contest that wasn't competed in because of the Democratic Party violation of the Democratic Party calendar schedule. They don't want to let those delegates in, and they probably don't want a revote, but they don't want to be blamed for that. So I think what their strategy is going to be is to, whatever plan comes forward, assuming it's by mail or some other way, for them to raise questions, legal questions, practical questions, political questions, to say, hey, we're not against a revote. What we're against is the revote that's being proposed. And again, if Howard Dean is right and sticks to it, that they get a veto, basically, I just don't see how a plan could come up that would satisfy them, because they're happy with the status quo, with Florida and Michigan not having delegations seated, or at least not seated in a way that it impact the outcome.
We're opening a comments page on this, folks. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you may want to continue this well after the show. You can post what you think about Florida's mail-in plan or how to solve the Florida and, for that matter, Michigan problem. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll go quickly now through as many of our callers as we can get to. And we do have one caller coming in from Miami, it looks like, and it's Arsenio. You're on WNYC. Thanks for calling us.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
So,
I'm actually in Miami, and I admit I voted for Hillary, but, you know, I kind of feel that if people voted without any campaigning back then, that we should just seat those delegates. Because, I had voted for Howard Dean years ago, and I just think he's being really stubborn about this now. You know, I think people went to the polls and just take the, if it was a vote that people did without any campaigns, I think that tells you what they're thinking. I think they should just take those votes.
Arsenio, thanks for your call. Adam in Piscataway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I completely disagree with your previous caller who just spoke. I think that to have people under the impression that their votes aren't going to count and then later to say, oh, that vote did count, would disenfranchise even further all the people who didn't come out under the impression that it wouldn't count. And I think that having a redo of the election, of the primary, would reward Florida when the entire purpose, you know, make them a kingmaker, essentially, now.
I'm curious, as we go through these callers, how much it breaks down by who you support. So Arsenio acknowledged that he's a Clinton supporter. Are you an Obama supporter?
I am an Obama supporter. I will disclose that.
Right, but you're like Inspector Clouseau.
That's somebody's got to be. Vic in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Why can't they just whack it down the middle in both states? Because they're so close when they do compete anyway.
You mean seat the delegates but have them vote 50-50?
Yeah.
Who are you for?
I believe in the power of the secret ballot.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, I've heard this 50-50 proposal before, Mark Halperin. Who does that tend to favor?
Well, if it's 50-50, it favors Obama because then the delegates would get to go to the parties and hang out in Denver, but it wouldn't impact the outcome. And Clinton has reason to believe that she might pick up more than 50% of the delegates in Florida. She won the vote the first time when they were both on the ballot and didn't campaign, and she's done well in these big states for whatever reason. I still haven't figured out why that is, but at a minimum, she would at least have the chance to do well, and again, she's the one who needs to make up ground, so she needs every chance she can get.
Right. I realize the math of this now. A 50-50 split would just really certify whoever is in the lead in other delegates, because it wouldn't change the split.
There you go.
So
it'd be like in a basketball game, one team's up 10 points and you gave both teams two more points.
Exactly. Vic in Putnam County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Vic.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
It's been reported that the Florida legislature, or the Republican-controlled legislature, really was the body that moved the Democratic primary forward, and I don't see that they're accepting any responsibility or possibly their motives for doing so.
Mark, what about the role of the Florida Republicans?
Well, look, some Democrats voted to move this as well. The legislature was the one that said, we're going to set our date in violation, not just of the Democratic Party rules, but the Republican Party rules, and they lost half their Republican delegates and all of their Democratic ones. I think that the people who are to blame here, if there is blame, are all the legislators who voted for this because they knew they were taking a risk. They're complaining now that their people are being disenfranchised, but they knew what the DNC's position was. They didn't know for sure that they would lose all their delegates, but they knew that there would probably be some penalty, and they're the ones who made the mistake.
What about the Democratic congressional delegation from Florida that you talked about before? Why are so many of them against it? Is it because they're Obama supporters?
No, you have one of Senator Clinton's most prominent supporters, a House member from Florida, has been outspokenly against it. She's concerned, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is concerned, that it will disenfranchise some people because older voters and voters who live only part of the year in Florida might have trouble voting in this election. And she's also, she says, concerned about the election not going well, that the state doesn't have, and the party did not have the experience to do an all-by-mail ballot, and that means that if something goes wrong, Florida, which is trying to live down its reputation from 2000, would be set back.
Tell me a little bit about Oregon, to the extent that you're familiar with the only state in the country that does do mail-in voting. You said it tends to work pretty well there.
Well, very high turnout. You can drop your ballot off at different polling places, kind of like, you know, dropping off some canned goods at holiday time for the underprivileged, a little sort of a center where you drop it off. The signatures are all on file. And, you know, it's a state that has a reputation, a deserved reputation, for sort of clean politics, not a lot of sort of machine shenanigans, as you see in some states. And Florida, again, you just have to wonder if a state that has had shown a history of troubled elections would be able to, from a standing start in a big hurry, do this. Oregon thought through safeguards. And, again, it's having those signatures on file is so important.
So what do you think, if you have an opinion about this, would be fair to all parties involved here? If I'm Inspector Clouseau, can you be Solomon?
There is no fair solution that allows the people of the Democrats of Florida to have a voice in this nomination process. I think if you want to say what is most fair, it's status quo. The delegates are not seated. That will not please Senator Clinton or her supporters, but I agree in this case with Howard Dean. You cannot change the rules. And although Howard Dean is professing optimism and encouragement, saying let's come up with something that would be fair, I just don't see how you can do it. Anything that happens will advantage either Senator Clinton or Senator Obama, and I think changing the rules to favor one of them is not fair.
Let's see if we can give four more people 15 seconds each. Chris in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Give me a soundbite.
I guess I'm convinced by the soft-hearted media to go for Obama. I mean, it's just pretty obvious that Clinton wants to do this because it's going to favor her, and I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, thank you. And Catherine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Rules are rules. I'm sorry. Rules are rules. You knew them when you went into this. Both candidates knew this. Both parties knew this. The legislator knew this. Rules are rules.
Thank you. Joe in White Plains, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, my question is, what would the delegate split be based on the previous vote in Florida? And how much would we expect it to change?
Well, if both the Michigan and Florida results stood as they were, and of course Michigan's a slightly different case, or in some people's view, a starkly different case because Obama was not on the ballot. But if those results stood, Clinton would gain somewhere between 40 and 60 net delegates, which is not insignificant in the context of how far she's
right.
behind now.
Well, people tend to be lining up behind their candidates on this. Hard to come up with a really fair solution. We'll see what gets formally released from the Florida Party today and tomorrow. And Mark Halperin from Time Magazine, thanks for talking about it with us.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.